15th. Yeah.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Oh, yeah.
Today is Wednesday, February the 15th.
That is true.
Of 2023. We have 320 days remaining in this year. So there is no excuse to those of you who are not getting up and doing those New Year's resolutions that you have set up. Now it's time to get busy and bring these things into fruition. Okay, I'm trying to encourage you to get up and go walking, running, jogging, whatever you have planned to do for this new year. It's going by quickly. We're almost out of February, and I hope each and every one of you enjoyed your Valentine's Day. Okay, now you're listening to Linda Sims here on WGH Talk Live. The name of the show is called A Voice of a People. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You also have an opportunity to download out of your free store your app called TuneIn, which has all of the talk show programs we have to offer you. Now you can download this app on any electronic device. Okay, TuneIn. And once you do that, please search WWGH. Not only that, hopefully the subject will move you to call in if you have any questions or if you would like to make any comments by calling 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. I'm going to start with those of you who are listening today. And if it's your first time, I pray it will not be your last time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your dedication. I'm going to begin with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement: no free produce until April the 15th of 2023. No free produce until April the 15th of 2023. We also have Cheryl Lee, who is the coordinator for Good Child's Evangelism Fellowship, which is known as a Good News Club. And they are located in every elementary school in Marion City and Marion County and Union Counties. They will be hosting a silent auction March the 4th of 2023. This will take place at Cornerstone Alliance Church on Route 4 South. Doors open at 10:30. If you have any items you would like to donate for the silent auction, remember it's for the kids in the schools, please call her at 740-262-0939. Again, or just if you would like to have tickets for the silent auction, please call her at 740-262-0939. And not only that, you know, hopefully you can tell your friends and your neighbors and get your girlfriend or your guy friend and come to the silent auction. They will be having luncheon there and many items, nice items for people to bid on. So hope to see you there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it's titled Changing Times. Let's see what that's all about.
Changing Times?
Changing Times.
Okay.
And
for
it
all y'all
is
that's got a broke watch on the wall, it's time to change it.
Amen.
Don't put no battery in it and don't unbreak it. Just
amen.
Change the time on it.
Just change the time.
Yeah. So it'll be wrong twice a day again.
Amen.
Right,
it'll be correct.
Yeah,
twice a day again.
24 cycle. So if you do that 24 times, or 12 times, you do that 12 times for 24 days, you'll end up with the wrong outfit. So math ain't my strong point. So don't follow what I say. You might end up on some days.
Changing times, it is wise to bend rather than to break. Those who change will get spiritual wisdom. Conversely, those who have wisdom will decide to change. Change is the first law of nature. In fact, change is the mark of time. Hopefully that will encourage you. Share with someone else today if you are encouraged by it. Now I turn my attention to my guest today. Woody, parentheses,
either
Harris.
One of them, it don't matter.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure out how to come up, go live. Am I live yet, bro?
Okay. Now, he is the creator of Tap One. He has some new podcasts on YouTube, so we're going to have to pull some of those up and see what's going on with Willie. And also, he is the author of This Is Your Life, A Road to Healing. And he's here with his son, Isaiah. How are you today, Isaiah?
Doing well. We're doing all right.
Well, good. I haven't seen you in a minute. I guess things are going well with you.
Yeah, we're trying.
Well, praise God.
Let me have a piece of your paper.
Big piece or?
Just enough to write your phone number.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Repeating what you repeat all the time. And you're not going to be able to flip that around.
What?
The way.
Oh, you're talking to your son. Okay, now let us get started with our program today. So, Willie, how you been?
I've been doing great. One step above excellence, as I always say. And just keep pressing on, man. Letting the Lord do his thing.
Good. That's good. How's the new year treating you so far?
I'm treating the new year well.
You are. You reverse that, right?
Yeah, I'm treating the new year as well. I don't know what's going on with my live feed. Are you sure that's live? It's just a delay in it. Well, that's how life is, ain't it? You know, you see one thing and then another thing is happening. And by the time you get to what you think is happening, it doesn't change. Just like the time we're telling you to change, but the clock, we ain't forgot about that.
Okay. So you wanted my name and number?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Down.
There you go.
So
amen.
So that people would know to call in to send. This the number here, right? Or this your regular number?
That's my regular number.
Oh, okay, I ain't going to say. Just put the other number down.
Okay.
Here. I'll keep this number, which I already have it.
Okay. Well, you don't need that one.
You don't scratch it out now.
All right. I won't scratch it out. 740-383-9944. That is the number to
call,
the station
to
if you
yes.
want to ask any questions or be a part of
questions.
The
there you go.
Program.
W-W-H.
Okay. So,
WWGH.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice if some of you would get a pencil just in case we're going to give you some good, important information in the first place, right?
Yeah.
We try to.
I had a friend tell me one time, if I don't know it, it ain't worth knowing. Y'all know who he is. So, you got information and you know you need to spread it. Come on with it.
Amen.
Call
Amen.
That number, 740.
Amen.
383-9944. You
all
know,
right. What's that?
The thing about numbers that's interesting is how people's personality kind of determines how you say numbers.
Really?
Well, I mean, you know, everybody don't use, like, I have a hard time when you say, like, 740.
Yes.
I like to hear 740. You know, like,
okay.
Now people say 740, you get used to hearing that.
Right.
But then they'll say, well, 383. But I like 383. Or if you're going to say 383, say it fast. 383
right.
sort of sound like a whole number. That's crazy.
And I pray that everyone can hear us clearly
Uh-oh.
And precisely. I've heard that
people
can't hear me well on the show. And I'm like...
What, now?
I've heard that last week, that they couldn't hear me. So mm-hmm. we want to make sure that people can hear me clearly and precisely. If you can, please reach out to Willie on his live.
I won't be in there to answer you because I don't know how it works. Why is that still doing that?
But you can let him know whether you can hear us or not. And I turned up the volume and hopefully all the keys are up. So,
you know what?
What's
this
that?
Is what I don't understand.
What's that?
When he was a kid, he asked me questions over and over again, right?
Right.
Now, I done got old. He don't, and I asked him the same.
He asked me the same question twice.
See,
that
twice.
I gave him the answer to
now,
and then he answered his own question and then asked me again.
But then you used to do the same thing. You know, I'm just getting you back. It's payback, baby. You know, and you got.
I doubt I even had the answers as a y'all.
Well, you had them because I gave them to you already. Slipped them under your little pamper when you were a kid. Make sure you had
them. You know, they say you're twice a child. So we're on our way to being twice children. So
you gaga.
Right now. Right now, you're the adult. So.
Well,
in a way, yeah.
He's the younger adult. Yeah, I guess we. Yeah.
We're getting older, and you guys are.
It's scary, though, young men, you know, because young everybody women. Out there that's got kids know what I mean when I say that. The fact comes when you have to think that you might have to depend on them.
Oh.
Now, the whole thing is, what did you teach them, and what did they learn? Because they may not have learned nothing, and you may have been trying to teach them, right? And they may just end up, you know, that's not the case with my man here, but I'm just saying for some people.
Be careful what you teach your child,
you know, you done cussed at them and stomped your feet at them all for 30 years and everything, and now it's your turn.
Yes.
What do you think they're going to do, push you in a corner and let you be pissy?
Yeah, it is.
Well, it happens, man.
But that does
happen.
It
does. It does.
You know.
Yeah. And it's sad, though.
I knew somebody that was like that.
Wow.
Because, man, they just always had a rough time as far as their childhood. And then they got older to the point to where their parents got older, and they ended up just leaving.
Really?
They just ended up leaving the family and all that. You know, they took the younger siblings with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just left the parents with by themselves. They don't talk to them. They don't at all. And I just asked them the other day. I was like, well, I don't want to be in your business. You know,
right,
it's
right.
Not mine to really know, but mm-hmm. Can I ask why? He's like, man, they just treated us terribly. So I wouldn't allow them to, one, grow, teach the younger kids that's growing up now.
Yeah, he didn't want
siblings,
them affect
he didn't
his
want
kid.
Them to be affected the same way. So
right.
He took them with him and moved. They moved
probably to Florida.
But they
long as you don't try to teach.
They just tried to get away from that corruption, you know, that was in the family. And
wow.
I'm glad they did because it just sounded like it was going really, really bad. You know, so
right.
People that are in that type of situation, I pray for.
Amen.
It is tough, definitely. So I'm definitely grateful and thankful for the parents that I've had, the teaching that we've been given, you know, and the fact that we not just like everybody else and use common sense when you mm-hmm. go through certain situations, you know, or just being outside, period.
Right. I have to pay him to say all that, too.
Right? You had to pay him.
Yeah, I got to pay him. You know, he'd be wanting his PR on the other end, you know. So I tell him, look, say a couple of things is nice, you know, about parents. Because I'm going to tell you, man, I look at some kids and look at their parents, and I know, man, they don't love their parents and they don't have no love for them, but I don't know, man. You don't know what the parents was doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it took me a long time to start understanding my people, my parents, man.
That's true, it does.
Man, it took me a long time to understand. They were dead and gone before I figured some stuff out.
I'm sure.
You know?
I'm sure.
Because your mind just ain't... You know what we ought to do one day is just take somebody from 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old and let everybody tell their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that it's so different.
Right.
You know. So that's why, man, with what we doing with Now and Then,
mm-hmm.
Willie Harris, Tap One. You go up and you just look at Now and Then and what me and my man here do, we talk about, it don't matter what the subject is, but right now we've been just doing movie critic. We've been pulling up movies and critiquing them, ones that we already know.
Uh-huh.
And that we like people know they sick of us here talking about Blazing Saddles. But the thing is, man, it's got a lot of points in there. Because what we do is we take just your regular movies and we just look at them and we tell you what we see and we point out things that are similar to what's going on today. And it works out good when you know how to do it.
Yeah, that's great.
Kind of give people a relative concept to work with. It's kind of what we start off with anyway. We'd be like, okay, so today is, you know, like we said, Blazing Saddles, and then I'll kind of explain, like, the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we start it, the ideas as far as how we want to kind of form our conversation to this scene kind of starts, you know. So once we kind of get play, we play it probably about 10, 15 seconds,
mm-hmm.
get the bearings together, and then we start to pause it and talk about it, critique it, come back, and, you know, of course, laugh and make it comical, but it's also, like you said, it has some good points in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always throw the social justice thing in there. You know, I'm always throwing little hints under and on top mm-hmm. because people have a hard time accepting truth straight up. So, you know, when you kind of give it to them in a comedic way, they kind of can accept it, and they don't even know they're looking at it. you know, to be honest with you, because it just kind of slipped past the nonsense in their head. So that we think it's a good concept, and we vibe good together, because we, it's just like, he's me when I was his age.
So you're the now, and he's the...
No,
he's the now, and you're the then.
Right.
Then and now. So I have to put then and now to pull you up?
You got it. You don't have to put... It's now and then.
Now and then.
And then you got to make sure you spell the T-H-E-N. Okay. Well, I didn't know.
Because I do have tap one in your previous podcast was coming up.
Everybody was then. You know, you kept correcting it. Then and then, all that. You know, I ain't got time to figure that out now. Y'all know what we're talking about. Anyways, while you're listening, to Linda Sims, as y'all know. Her show is Voice of the People.
Yes.
Okay. And so that's what we're doing right now. And the number, just in case you want to call her, is 740-383-9944.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You got to. Because, you know, you got millions of people listening to you. And here's the thing. God gave us the permission to speak things in our life.
Amen.
Now, I know one day me and you was talking online in here, and I had asked if you was ready for something. It was a change or something. You was like, that's interesting. But then God kind of told me. He said, you know, you're saying that this woman has millions of people listening to her, but you need to ask her, do she want to deal with a million of millions of people? Because that's a different game.
It is a different game, and yeah. I'm like, why not?
Yeah, and if you got God's faith, we're supposed
Amen.
To.
Amen. Why say, not?
So we're talking about you got millions of listeners listening Amen. To you, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to make it happen.
Amen. Praise God.
You can't stop God. You can't stop His
No,
word.
You cannot.
No, sir. Can't stop Him. And I can say that because God gives us the authority as His children to be able to speak the power that He has. So I can mm-hmm. speak that right into her life.
Amen.
Ain't nothing, nobody. She can't do nothing about it. Now,
I receive it.
Now she can, but yeah, that's another thing. She can say, I don't receive it, but she'll receive
I receive
that,
it.
That.
Yes, I sure, do. Yes, I do.
And we look forward to that.
You know what? And you're the second person who has spoken into the radio show. And I thank God for that. Sending yeah. people with vision.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. With mm-hmm. vision. Because 9 years it will be in June the 10th. Hmm. 9 years.
Yeah, it's time for us to get you. Where you need to be.
Rolling, right? Yeah. Get the moving. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hey.
Get you where, you know.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
It's there. You can get there. You can get there. So, because you got the experience and all this other stuff. All right. All that's wrapped in there. You just don't do 9 years and don't learn nothing.
That's true.
Please.
That's so true.
Now we just need to go
some
to
people that
we just need to go to DC. Yeah. Yeah, man.
And they don't ever move forward or backward. They just...
Well, if they get to making that good money, they just sit there, man. Them guys just talk shows like Steve, man. Man, they pulling in some serious dollars.
Yes, they are. Yes, so, they are.
You know, that's why they do that every day. But that stuff, man, I don't know, man. I don't. Even if making that kind of money, I don't think I want to be obligated to doing that every day. I mean, you got to go out.
That's public. Why I would rather do like what the 85 South Show does. They bring on people that have been voted in, usually by either comments or. Well, your audience, basically. And they're come on. So they had, for example, I say like T-Pain. So they had T-Pain, and then they come and they sit with him. They talk about.
You know who T-Pain is?
Movies and.
Rapper?
There you go. See, me and you, girl. Huh?
A rapper,
we
yeah.
We up on top of it. Go ahead.
But he talks to these. He talks to everybody, and they talk about the accolades, content that's been put out recently, or old content, your favorite. Things or what songs have made you into the artist that you are today mm-hmm. type of question. So they go off a general question, but all black guys, and they decided to do it freely. You know, like, look, we're going to talk about this how we want to talk about it.
Right.
Because they put their enough time and effort and money behind it to where their names pretty much create that whole show. You know, so they can go in there and pretty much say and do how they feel. They're the writers, and they get it produced and also.
Now, what's the name of the show?
The 85 South Show. So,
85 South.
They do all this. I can't remember when it is, but it's. I think it's a daily thing as well. But you gotta love to do what you want to.
Well, absolutely, man. Especially when you're putting that kind of time and effort into it. you can't just sit at, just like for instant editing, man, you know, when me talking with different people, that once they get into the editing aspect of doing your own video, you find out that that's where the real thing is. Because editing can be, you can take something that's just nothing and make it really into something if you're good at editing.
Right.
You know, because you can take and put things in. But it's just, it takes time. It you know, I was thinking, just another thing, I just thought about this morning. Just like the introduction that we want, I wanted an intro, you know, to put in front of my, on my YouTube.
Right.
We've been working on that for a week. Now, the concept is done.
Right.
But the little things to make sure that it says subscribe and hit the button, that it comes up in the right place inside of there, you know, make sure that the words are lined up perfect and all that stuff.
Right.
It takes a while. And then whether you want music, not want music, voice, not voice, and then what kind of voice, whether you want it to be a certain way, somber or whatever.
It does take time.
That's why I say when you do, you're saying you did 9 years, man, yeah, well, you're putting it up. Getting them dudes in there, baby.
Yes,
so let's
yes.
take it to a bigger level.
You know, and I was just thinking, I was on the air 2 years before I came here, so that's like 9, 10, 11.
Yeah.
11 years. Sometimes I forget about that, you know, because when Obama first ran for presidency, we were on the live on WDCM 97.5 FM radio.
Now, who were you with then?
Same
group of people?
Same group.
Oh, okay.
There were three of us. My spiritual mother, mentor, Mother Earlene Hatch, and another young lady was with us. So we had different days and different guests. And oh, yeah, we was doing it.
Sounds cool.
Came up with the name of the show and what we were going to talk about. And
you know, see, there's another thing, too. This is FM, which is different than your AM stations. Because your AM stations kind of run differently.
But yeah.
By that being FM, it's a little, they can reach a larger audience.
That's true.
That's why I'm saying that million, baby. They out there.
That's true. And I do want to say this. We are on Facebook Live today. So
you
can go on Willie's page. He's streaming live. Or you can come on my page and put your comments in there. And we will try to address them. Linda Sims is my Facebook page, and Woody Harris.
You know what? I think mine's just Woody.
Woody? You're right. It is Woody Harris. Yeah.
Yeah. But when you finish doing these and you load these down, you need to make sure when you go in there that those things are not private, because other people are not, they're having problems. I can't get them to see it. But they can see it through what I'm doing.
Right.
They still have to be friends with me.
That's true. That's a little different.
Yeah, it is.
That's a little different.
I'm still trying to figure out.
But also, people, when I'm talking, they don't really pay attention, because when I say we stream live on WWGH1071.com, that's on the internet.
Okay, yeah.
And you can once you get on that site, you scroll down, and there's a black box with a white arrow, and you tap on that arrow, and you can hear us live anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world.
Now say that over again. Which part of that you just put in the WWGH?
We stream live on the web. Yep. 107.1.com.
Yeah.
But the one is in a different. See that? One in the blue.
Uh-huh.
WWGH right here on this big sign.
You're talking about
1071? 1071.com.
Oh, 1071.com.
Yes.
So before, and you also have 107.1 up to see over there to your left?
Yeah.
Now, what is that?
Now, that's for the actual radio.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but the...
Oh, but that's for if you wanted to do...
That's the internet.
Okay, cool.
Hear us all over the world, as long as you got a computer.
Yeah.
Or a cell phone.
Everybody got cell.
You know? You tap
you.
That in there, and you scroll down, not even far. And there's a black box with a white arrow, and you hit that white arrow, and you can hear all over the world this program right now.
Okay, cool.
Right now.
That's what we need to start telling people.
Right now. Yeah. And if they download that TuneIn app, which is free, that's also another radio. A lot of people
well, I did,
on there.
I did download that, but I keep forgetting sometimes when they listen to different shows and stuff.
Right. So... We're live.
Yeah, we live, and we're doing what
we're doing it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, the whole thing, like you said, your message that you're giving out today, man, as far as time changing, changing times. I mean, it's time to change some things.
Yes, and we have to.
And things are changing.
Yes.
Slowly, but they change.
If we don't change, we have no progress, like your son was saying. We're just stuck. So we can't be stuck. We have to go forward. There's no need of going backward because we can't change anything that's back there.
Nothing.
But learn what worked for us and what didn't work and move on. Right?
You're supposed to.
You're supposed to.
Yeah.
So times are changing.
And the thing is, constantly changing.
Constantly.
Yeah. And we kind of, you're right, people get stuck in time.
Right. And you don't have to be a part of change, but if you want to go somewhere in life, you have to be a part of change.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a difference in how different people look at it, man, you know, as far as the change. You thinking about changing anything?
I think about change all the time. I really do,
yeah,
you know.
But the look he give me, like, man, what are you talking about? 'Cause he know, he always think I'm trying to trick him into something.
Right.
It ain't got nothing to do with it. I ain't trying to say nothing wrong, but I'm just asking you to get you in the conversation. Is there anything that you want to change? You know, you can't change your parents.
There's a lot now.
Bro. You can't change your folks, your family, so forget that. You stuck with us.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Outside of family, what you going to change? You change your name, but not your heritage. You still going to be here.
Move them over there, though. I stay over that way. As far as change, though, a lot of change. I say literally, it's a lot of change.
You know, when I was growing up and was young, I used to think I would change things until I learned how important it was to be exactly the way I was, to be who I am today.
Right.
And I realized that I wouldn't have changed what made me who I am. I would have just discovered it a lot quicker.
Right, right, right.
You know, so that I could have had more time working with it.
That's true.
But that's the only thing I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have changed, like, parents and stuff. I wouldn't have think about, who would I, you know, there's nobody I would rather have as parents as the ones that I had, even siblings. You know how some people are like, man, I'd like to, no, I've never felt like that, I don't think.
Right.
I want to live as where somebody else lived and change places with somebody else. I just was having too much fun being who I was, man.
And, you know, whether our life was an ideal situation for us or not growing up.
See, that's
or,
another one of them words.
Right.
I have a problem with ideal and ideals and what is it? Ideal and ideal?
Idea, yeah, or ideal. And it,
same word.
You know, it was still for your learning and your admonition because God orders our footsteps.
And our feet.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Absolutely.
He gave you the feet, then he gave you the feet step.
Right.
Now, if you look down on your foot, and your footstep is a lot smaller than your feet, it might not be you. Might be
and you, and you might not like how you were reared up, how you were, you know.
Well, I used to have a problem with that, you know, because I thought, you know, not knowing what being a parent really was until I started parenting, I thought, oh, they could have did this and that and whatever. Yeah, but, you know, if they got knucklehead kids and you got five kids and, you know, you working and working all the time and trying to keep them straight, man, it's a hard job, bro.
It is a hard job. So how old are you, Isaiah?
25.
So you're a long way from thinking about getting married and starting your own family, or are you thinking about
married.
That?
I mean, we looking for it's a wife for now,
no,
y'all.
No, don't listen. So we always have thoughts, you know?
It's just right.
Knowing when it's right to do so.
Right,
you
right.
Know, like, just people my age is having kids still, you know? So I'm just like, okay. And people are like, you next? I'm like, well, no.
Right.
I said that last year and the year before that. And
right.
The year before that. Well, look who has another one and who still don't have one.
What's your Jimmy's name?
Right.
Like, so, that's another movie.
Man, we.
Well, you seem to be the type.
I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah. You seem to be the type of young man that want to do it the right way.
I would love to do it the right way.
Amen.
It's been examples of just peers and older people around peer age that just do it the wrong way, and then they try to get you to understand, well, yeah, you know, it wasn't that bad. Well, once you get into it, you know, I'd rather ask the people that have been there and done it 3-4 times over you know, even if not that many times over, the fact that they have a baby already.
Right.
I don't have one. I don't have kids.
Right.
I don't have children. I don't have anything within that spectrum of to even think about, you know. So when it comes to it,
did y'all see Blank Man?
It's a different song and dance, Isaiah.
I'm sorry, because I'm trying to let them know in Blank Man what he talking about. But what about my children? He said, boy, you got to be knocking some boots. You remember that? Then he said,
you got to be with the woman first.
Well, that's true.
That's what he said.
Wasn't Townsend on that movie?
He had
Robert Townsend.
Robert Townsend. Yeah. That was his movie.
Okay, yeah, I watched that movie. Yeah, I sure have.
You know what? We should critique that one. Yeah, that would be fun.
You say nope, right? You don't want to critique that one. Yeah. Well, you know,
you see what just happened.
Yeah,
right?
I'm good with movies too. Which one y'all want to critique today? You got one on your mind?
Listen, let me tell you something.
Let me see.
What we was working on was Blazing Saddles, which I told you that. But then we jumped over there and we pulled up
Django.
Now,
we kind of Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
Okay, I've seen that one too.
Because that movie showed a lot of stuff. Because Turntable, whatever his name is, Quentin Turn, the guy that did the directing and stuff, he's like involved in a lot of stuff, so he kind of know what's going on.
Okay.
And he threw a lot of stuff in there. Plus, the Django movie was based off of somebody's true life story.
Right.
So, you know, that wasn't too hard, I guess, to follow. But the thing that I liked, man, was how they set Jamie up to be the person that he was, to be the Django that he was. See, because we was kind of like talking about this. The attitude that he had, like when my boy first pulled up on him, and they was all chained together.
Right.
He was quiet, wasn't saying nothing. But as soon as that guy freed him and let him go free,
attitude changed.
His whole attitude, when he threw that coat off,
demeanor changed.
Everything changed. He went from stooped over to standing up straight.
Right.
And I just like the way he slowly put that in there. Mm-hmm. You know, how he built this character up.
Right.
That kind of stuff. So we talk about, you know, how he plays stuff together. And we know the dude loved blood and gore, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, it was kind of gory, yeah.
It was interesting the way he had like when we did a real heavy critique on the first part when Steven first came into the picture, because you know how Steven was. He was like the misused term is Uncle Tom, because that's not really the truth, because Uncle Tom was the good guy. It was Uncle Remus you got to watch out for. He was the one that was telling them, yes, I'm eight down there, boy, you know. We got it. Well, he went to sleep and we got it.
Right. That's true.
And he was out there. But in Django, I just like the way when he still built this dude's character, how he continued not to take that from him. Just like, for instance, when we were talking about how when they went to that one part and the guy was talking to him, the guy that was with Django didn't say anything. Cause he's like, well, hey, let Django handle his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, you know, because he was talking it over and telling him, look, this is how I am. Because all while he was in that area, you know, they were still like dealing with him like he was a slave until he came into the Big Daddy's place. You don't remember that part, though, do you? Big Daddy was when he came in and remember when they ride in, he had on that blue suit? And he rode in that dude, hey! He said, you can't have that riding on a horse. And he turned to him, he said, sir, he said, this guy here, he said, this is Django. He said, he's my companion.
Right.
He said,
this
well.
Is Django. Django here is a free man. My valet does not walk.
Right.
And he said, not around my herd. You don't. You know, and we blanketed here because we're on radio and we on her show. But when we podcasting, I don't blanket at all. I don't curse too much on podcasting.
Not too much.
I keep it real.
The video itself, maybe.
We don't even repeat stuff like that. You know, when they say stuff like the N-word, you know, we don't repeat it. But sometimes, it depends on what we want to just... Because it's just funny how people don't realize how destructive and stupid the word is.
Mm-hmm.
And they just was using it just for that purpose. And then we got to picking up on it and changing it all around. And, Jesus. Having all kinds of information is crazy about it, because It's still the same word. But anyhow.
Yes, it is still the same word, which is not a very nice word, you know. At least we were taught that. You know, you weren't allowed to say that word in my dad's house. Dad would put you out.
Is that right?
Shoot, yeah. In a minute.
Man,
he didn't care if you was brother, sister.
You know, I don't know how my parents
like that. But us in elementary school,
yeah.
But see, by then we was aware of stuff. But I don't know how my folks viewed it. I don't, you know, they straight South people. I don't know how old your people were, but my mom and them, they was kind of real old school. Where your dad was from?
Washington, Georgia.
So Washington County or Washington?
Not Washington. Yeah, Washington, Georgia. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about like 2 hours from Atlanta, southeast of Atlanta.
Yeah, that's down near where Tonella and Riceville and Sandysville and Savannah. I hear about
Savannah is like 2 hours from. Well, it may be closer to Washington than it is Atlanta. You're right.
Oh, I don't know.
What, yeah, Savannah? I think so. Uh-huh.
I was just throwing some stuff out there.
Probably close to 3 hours.
Yeah, we went to Savannah from Atlanta.
Marietta.
I lived there.
The other side of Atlanta. So it was, about 2-3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Long ride.
It was a good bit of riding. Good bit of riding.
Yeah, it's beautiful, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
You know, I never knew
what it was.
I mean, Savannah always got that mixed up we had what we call Sandyville,
mm-hmm.
and there was another one that they had that was in the area that started with an S. And I always thought Savannah was one of those, you mm-hmm. know, because I thought it was a little small place. I didn't know it was an Eastern Shore and they had a boat.
It's nice, yeah.
And I saw this one on the YouTube. Called, man. But
we went down there, man, and it's literally everybody is in this one section, mm-hmm. and it's just The whole strip is just attractions.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
And million dollar yachts docked. I'm serious.
So you caught my picture that one I had? Yeah, I don't have that one now, though.
You don't?
I wish I still had that picture, because
I got rid of that one.
Still next to one in the man. Taxes, put my don't hand worry on it. About it. We took a picture together. I said, so you on this boat for real? He said, yeah. He said, you want to see my license for? I said, no, not really.
No, just let me come in and look.
I said, yeah, I just had to ask. Like, what's, you know, if you want to take a look.
Right.
You know,
right.
Some people could do that and feel comfortable. I never felt comfortable.
Oh, I can do it.
Some people can go
on. I just like the fact of the experience.
They can get on there and get the acting just like the people and stuff. I could never bring myself. Well, no, they can hop. Some people can hobnob, man. I mean, they'd be like, oh, how you doing? Oh, yeah, give me another shot of that. Yeah. Oh yeah, he would be good at it.
D go everywhere. Yeah. Hey, how you doing, man?
Because I sure walked up on one. Nobody mm-hmm. came up, but I sure did. Like, right. Hey, what's up?
I was like, hold up, hold on, guys. I'll be back. I walked down there and I was just looking. They had the sunset too. Oh man,
it's beautiful.
Cool. It was so nice. Where we were, the bridge was kind of far, so it looked like the sunset was going past the bridge. And it was
gorgeous.
So many people sitting just around this one spot, just looking across the water, watching the sunset.
Yes,
and
yes,
like,
yes.
This is
beautiful
great.
Place.
So what did that tell me? That tells me that the bull crap that goes on in Georgia don't have to be. People purposely keep that going.
Oh yeah.
Because they can sit together.
Yes, they can.
They can enjoy things together.
Yes, they can.
They can cohabitate together. They can see something beautiful and enjoy it from their own perspective without turning to somebody and saying, don't look at what I'm looking at, because, you know, that kind of nonsense.
Right.
Don't do what I'm doing.
Right.
You're trying anyway, to keep people out of their own
stuff. It's kind of hard to get out of the podcast attitude, ain't it?
Well, once you start, once you start it.
Well, I mean, that's you, though.
And I think that's what it is.
It's you. I mean, it's your personality. It's how you see things, you know. And
it's just that because I always tell you, when you go on the air, you can't act the same way, you know.
But that's what people are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Your personality, your character, how you see things.
I keep him locked up in the back. Because if you know, like I know, you don't want him out. You know that cartoon that they got?
The Tasmanian
Devil.
Yes, yes.
That's how my attitude. Not in a bad way. I just eat up a lot of time and energy when I'm around people. You know, it takes a lot, you know, for me to do what I do. when you're making up as many lies as I do about stuff, because that's what comedy is all about.
Right.
You know you ain't telling the truth about stuff. I wish I could tell you this one joke. I can't tell it to you on air. It has something to do with detectives. That's all I can tell you.
Detectives, huh? Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I can say. But it's a good joke.
Did you tell that about Jesus and the rock thorn?
I didn't tell her about that because she probably wouldn't understand that, but she would accept it, I think, you know.
What's it called?
He had about
a joke about about rock thorn and
you said Jesus rock Christ. Throwing.
Yeah,
okay.
You remember when them people was let us finish? Yeah, I mean, we should have brought some. We ain't got no water though.
She got some water. Yeah, and some cough drops.
Well, get your cough
just
drops.
In case.
You know when Jesus was sick? First of all, they never really set that whole thing scene up, so I don't know how it all came about. But they brought this woman in front of Jesus.
Right.
Talking about she had been sinning.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and the audacity of you bringing somebody else in front of somebody else to say they've been doing something. And I'm like, well, how do you know what she was doing? That's the question I had. And you know how they know, because they was all part of it. See? So when they came there and was telling Jesus, hey, you know, this lady was doing this, that, and whatever. And he's like, yeah, whatever, whatever. You know? And so he told him, he said, listen, if any of y'all out there think that this woman has sin, and you don't have no sin, we'll let you be the first one to cast the stone.
Right. First stone.
Cast that first stone. Well, see, Jesus made that statement, but he messed up.
He messed up.
Because he didn't know about old Willie sitting in the audience. He didn't know what he meant. And he already had a rock in his hand. And as soon as Jesus turned around, he threw him, busted him right back in the head. Now, Jesus got mad about that. And I tell you why. He didn't get mad because the guy hit him. Because, you know, Jesus was the type of person. He was here to forgive, you know, sins and do all the things. He was going to die for us. So a little rock hit inside the head wouldn't have hurt him.
Right, right.
But he was mad because the dude snuck him. That's what he was pissed about. Because the guy waited for him to turn around and threw and hit him in the head. So he acted like he couldn't see him. But what he didn't understand is, what is the Lord? All seeing and all knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So when he did turn around, the guy had to leave because he knew Jesus knew who it was.
Right, right.
He'd get him later on, though.
Of course.
I think that's one of the guys, he acted like he healed, and when he walked away, his hand drove back up. Yeah, I got him now, boy. Yeah, go on, draw hand. And that's what he called him.
Oh,
you heard
my.
Long and short hands, right?
Right, I've heard
he
that.
Said he got that from. This is long hands, this is short hands.
Right.
Yeah. Son, what you looking at? They don't never get out them phones, boy.
Well,
can I set my stream up?
Please? Yeah, do your thing, baby.
Mind my business over here for a sec.
And then he does streaming for his, he likes to play games and stream.
Okay.
It's a huge thing, man.
I know it has. It has grown over the years, yeah. You know. You play with people all over the world on them games, you know.
Yeah, easily. Easily, man. That's what you really should be doing anyways, man, because you have the opportunity, and all of the stuff is here for us to be able to do it. Why not just take and try it, man? Get it out there. Get some stuff done, because this new internet, it ain't going anywhere.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Oh, no. It's just growing and evolving and getting more and more precise. And
yeah.
So what do y'all think about the balloons that they shot down?
They were the wrong color.
That's what you think about it?
That's about it.
Okay, you don't think it was like UFOs or anything like that,
yeah,
you know?
The UFOs, they, that's right.
Unidentified flying objects.
Yeah, but they changed that, you know that. They don't call it UFOs no more.
What they call them now?
They're unidentified projectiles or something. There's not unidentified objects.
Mm-hmm.
They done put another name in there and they switched it around because they don't want people to be saying UFO.
Right.
You know, because that associate with, you know, Martians and stuff. Got a couple of them locked up in the basement.
I've heard that, too, that the government was hiding the UFOs.
No, I got a couple of them.
Oh, you personally have a couple of them locked up. Okay. Yeah. In the basement?
Yeah.
What they look like?
You don't keep, I tell you what. I'll show you this. Hold on for a second.
Your dad.
Zay, do you remember Funny Bone? The story of Funny Bone? How he came down from the earth. and end up with grandma. You don't remember how
she picked the seed out the garden?
Yeah, well, that's what she was doing. But anyways,
tell us.
He was an alien that came from outer space.
Okay.
Really what he was in actual reality was the Holy Spirit of sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came down, what he did was he landed on the ground in this one lady's garden, and she kind of just fixed it up, you know, and kept working with him and grew him until he got big enough. And then that's when she started realizing that what she was trying to actually grow was not a plant. It was actually an alien. It was a being.
Mm.
And it started manifesting and becoming this being. And that became her companion as an older person.
Wow.
And so her friends that used to come around had kind of stopped coming around because she had started paying more attention to Funny Bone. And Funny Bone just was a spiritual guidance or a spiritual connection to her. It was just one of the things that came down just with her. I don't know. It was a story that I came up with, and I was crazy then.
But you was crazy then. What do you think about your dad?
I wrote a lot of Isaiah. Wrote a lot about that.
What you think about him? I already know.
So you already know.
Answer to my question. What's yours going to be?
You know that's wrong.
You see how you started the day? Okay, right.
Yeah, but I start every day like that. Okay. God, in each day out the same way that I end up crying my eyes out. Remember that song?
See?
One last bill to
answer. Oh, yes, I do. Marilyn McCool. Oh, yeah.
That wasn't Marilyn Monroe.
Do you know what you're talking about?
What like Marilyn McCool?
You got to be prepared.
Marilyn McCool, yeah.
But that ain't Marilyn Monroe.
No, that's not Marilyn Monroe.
You said Marilyn Monroe.
McCool.
It's McCool.
Uh-huh.
But you Marilyn said McCool. Monroe.
I did?
Yeah, you did. That's why I was, yeah. Roll the tape back. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, Marilyn
McCool. My mistake.
McCool.
Okay, Marilyn McCool, yeah.
That was a good song. I like that. That yeah. Bill.
I sing that every now and then.
I try not to anymore. I used to sing it all the time.
You know, music comes to you in old songs through your life experiences. You know that, right? And you may be going through something, and a tune will come up in your mind, and it will fit the situation. I know you've had that to happen. Have you, Isaiah? I know you're only 25, but still, you've heard music.
He's only 25.
Yeah,
that's what our music does.
Yes.
He talking about the music that they listen to?
No, that's what music
that's
does.
That's the purpose of it. Yeah, I think so.
And then, I mean, for you guys, it was more of a dancing. It's more dancing, going out, you get active.
And a message.
And then
you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
And got back into radio, and now I'm doing some syndicated shows for Ducks Unlimited and for the Toyota Motor Company.